I'm Chris McCusker. These are tough times for many Canadians. A study by Angus Reid shows no group by age or gender is free from financial or mental stress or both because of the pandemic. Sean Moyer is portfolio manager at Mandeville Private Client.
I think that's what's really unique about this particular situation versus many of the situations that we've faced in the past, especially economically, is that no one appears to be insulated from the troubles that are going on. And I think that's both on an economic standpoint, on a health standpoint, and also on a mental health standpoint as well.
And you point out that even when things get back to normal, it won't be normal.
I think what's important to consider is everything in moderation, like most things in life. You know, the plans that were unveiled by a number of different provinces over the past number of days really allude to that, a staged opening of the economy, making sure that certain things that we're able to have a greater level of physical distancing are the first things to get back in line.
But you also say there's a reason to be hopeful.
What we've seen is central banks and governments release policies that are beneficial to the economy sooner than they have at any other crisis in the past. And they're generally coordinated across most of the major countries. And I think this will also benefit us when we do get back to the new normal, in that there have been some stimulus that has been injected into the economy and into the capital markets. And that's not going to be withdrawn quickly either. So I think it's important to look on the bright side of things. We've improved productivity. I'm sure many people, when they get back to work, will also be happy to get back into some form of routine. And we've had some coordinated fiscal benefits happening during this time as well that should benefit us on the recovery.
Sean Moyer is with Mandeville Private Client. And at the Business Center, I'm Chris McCusker.
I'm Amanda Warwick. As many